Good morning. I invite you to rise and join us as we praise the God who saves.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. You, 'cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day, and in your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away.
Welcome you here, Jesus, into this space, because you are the God who saves. When we see you,
we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, come have
God, Yeshua, the Lord who saves. We acknowledge your saving power, Jesus, that you have saved us, that we have salvation in you, Jesus. We have been saved from the penalty of sin. We also acknowledge that you are still saving us, God, from the power of sin in our lives, day after day. And so we continue to welcome in your saving power, your deliverance, your sanctification, God. We welcome you into this space. Lord, we know that when we seek your face, we will be changed by your presence. And so we seek your presence together this morning. And we ask, Lord, for your transforming power to enter into our lives, enter into our hearts, God, that we would be changed by you and made more like you, Jesus. Amen. I just want to give us some space here to really just seek after the Lord's face together. So we'll just leave some space and just on your own, just seek the Lord's presence. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees, O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands. Give us pure hearts. Seeks your face, O God of Jacob. And God, let us be a generation that seeks,
seeks your face, O God of Jacob. We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. O Lord, we cast down our idols. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob.
Can we do that just voices?
Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. And God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob. God, let us be a generation that seeks your face, O God of Jacob.
Just as we do that, just sense that the Lord wants us to recognize that when we seek his face from a position already of right standing with God, not from a position where we're trying to earn his favor over us. He's already given it to us. And so we come as loved children already, not coming to earn or deserve that love. So we seek his face just because of him. We want him, not because we want his favor. He's already given it to us. So we seek his face from that position.
Just once more.
Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Oh, precious is the snow, no other fire.
pardon.
For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
So, Jesus, we honor your sacrifice. We honor the blood of Jesus. For the blood speaks a better word than ongoing sacrifice, than condemnation and guilt. Your blood speaks the word of forgiveness. It speaks the word of cleansing. It speaks the word of wholeness and healing. It speaks the word of forgiveness. And so, Jesus, we honor you as the one whose blood washes us white as snow. Come, let us reason together, Isaiah said. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be washed white as snow. Father, we rejoice that you are a forgiving God, that you are a gracious and compassionate God, that you are slow to anger, and you are abounding in love, faithful to generation after generation after generation of those who love and who serve you. And so, Father, we rejoice in you. We praise you. We thank you for the forgiveness that has been purchased for us because you, God, so loved the world that you sent your one and only Son, that all who would believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. We rejoice in that sacrifice. We rejoice in the one who made it. You came, Jesus. It's in your name we pray these things. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to invite one of our, if you would still stay standing for a minute. We're going to invite one of our DA kids, Carson, to come. And if you have a Bible, if you would open it to Matthew chapter 6, Carson's going to read for us verses 12 and 14 through 15.
Matthew 6, 12, 14, and 15. And forgive our debts, us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Matthew 6, 12, 14, and 15.
All right. Thank you so much, Carson. You can give him a round of applause for sure. Thanks, Carson. And you all may be seated as well.